Hi, my name is Chris Daly, and you are entering the Active Cyber Zone. Here you will meet some innovative technology researchers and startups, learn about new cyber defenses, and listen to government leaders and industry movers on cybersecurity, risk management, and emerging technology topics that are relevant to today's digital world. You can find all this and more at www.activecyber.net on the web or your favorite podcast provider. Hi, everyone. This is Chris Daly of the Active Cyber Zone. And today we're getting on a run-up to Black Hat and DEF CON coming up this week. And joining me in that run-up today is John Morgan. John is the CEO of Confluera, a startup in the Silicon Valley area. And so welcome, John. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much. It's really good to be talking about cybersecurity and talking with you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And so, John, I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, who is your company? Give me a thumbnail sketch of what Confluera is about. Introduce me to your top team and tell me, where you're headed as far as a new startup is concerned.
Yeah, that's right. So the name of the game in cybersecurity, to be a startup, you've got to differentiate. So we'll definitely like to talk to you about that. But, you know, we're in it to really help defend against cyber attackers. So we're an advanced cyber threat detection and response solution. And we have, our differentiation is around unprecedented visibility of attacks, specifically in the cloud and for modern application architectures. This unique approach that we have is really reveals threats in real time and greatly reduces time and cost to shut down advanced multi-stage attacks. So we're all about detection and response. The company itself was actually founded in 2018, kind of came out of stealth in 2019, and we've, team's been working hard. So we've had a pretty good set of, accolades around being one of the top cybersecurity companies in 2021 to watch and really trying to make sure that we're putting a great dent in the overall abilities of attackers. We're a Silicon Valley-based startup. We've got a great team, as you've mentioned our team. So our team is really from around cybersecurity and around high growth, highly scalable compute backend solutions, like, folks that worked at very large companies that's created some of the world's largest distributed computing backends. And most of us have 20 years plus in experience in security. So great team, and more importantly, great customers, great partners, and great affiliates.
Well, it sounds like you're off on the right track, that's for sure. As far as cybersecurity these days, though, it's not looking so good. You've got the ransomware attacks, you've got the supply chain attacks. There's all kinds of trends that are going on in the threat side of the house, and there are some things that are happening in the marketplace to try to start to address those. So Where are you guys positioned in the market as far as, addressing certain market trends and threat trends?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen our share of increased, we all have increased cyber attacks, and we don't see them slowing down. So even before kind of talking about Confluera, what we see is just the trends that complexity is increasing, and we see continued complexity increases. Unfortunately, digital transformation isn't only for the law-abiding citizens. So the advances in technologies, the advances in supply chain efficiencies, attackers are using all of these techniques, the same ones that, unfortunately, a lot of them are business people, and they're taking all the same actions and digital transformation activities that law-abiding businesses are taking. So we don't see, this slowing down, and human curiosity continues to increase, specifically as we see political and human rights and health issues and all the things that we've seen, and attackers take advantage of that human curiosity. So we don't see any slowdown there. And so where we fit in kind of to this is we're, as we kind of mentioned, we're a detection and response solution. And, you know, what we've seen is that unfortunately, despite all the solutions out there today, the average time to detect and respond to cyber attack, a sophisticated cyber attack, is 6 to 9 months. And that's far too long. So the damage is done and it really becomes a forensics activity at that point to try to eradicate, but not, you know, you're far gone from stopping. So, some people say, hey, well, why don't I just spend more on preventative solutions and stop them from getting in the first place? And then I won't have that 6 to 9 month dwell time issue. Well, the reality is preventative solutions are required, but they really help lower your exposure and stop crimes of opportunity. But, you know, you can only really automate the high confident things like what a firewall can do or something that's more basic. So you really have to have a detection and response solution that says, all right, I'm going to assume I'm going to be attacked. And as long as somebody out there is motivated enough with enough persistence, they will get in, and therefore I need to find it as fast as possible and stop it as fast as possible. And as you mentioned, supply chains and all that, these are just vectors that are really hard to stop. So that's kind of how we fit in. I mean, the second big problem that we're looking at solving is that we mentioned complexity is going up. Part of that is the cloud. And there's been an evolution of kind of network detection and response to endpoint detection and response. And we see the next big step and the next big thing is really cloud detection and response that we call CXDR. And this is really because the cloud is different. You know, it's much different with ephemeral workloads and quite a bit of complexity when it comes to automation and things of that nature. So we can talk more about that, but that's kind of how we fit in and kind of how we see the world and how we're looking to help customers.
So you mentioned CXDR. I was wondering exactly what that meant. So I assume that's some kind of cloud endpoint detection and response, and that's the kind of the category of market that you fit into or that you're creating actually in a way.
Yeah, so there's XDR, just flat out XDR is kind of becoming a popular term these days, and it really represents the promise of holistic signal collection and a next generation of technology that really does cyber detection. Purpose-built cyber detection, and, you know, unlike some of the most SIMs that kind of started off in the, you know, doing other things and compliance-related activities. But we see that XDR, so we've built an XDR platform. That's at the heart of what we do. But we see that the first real place in the market, the biggest pain points that's going to have the quickest adoption of an XDR technology is going to be for clouds. So we view that, you know, the NDRs moving to EDRs and then saying, hey, I'm really moving my business to the cloud. I need those benefits of the cloud. But at the same time, that's my highest risk. How do I defend around detection and response? And so we're really saying, hey, our XDR technology, we're focusing on that cloud specific use case. And that's going to be the first real adoption point. And I mentioned it's because the cloud is so different. I mean, you've got ephemeral workloads, you've got new signal collection from various, you know, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service layers. There's shift left signals to collect. There's more detections and cloud specific curated responses that need to be done. There's a lack of physical perimeter, and there's modern application architecture. So even though the cloud is not exclusive to, say, Kubernetes and containers, modern application architectures, it's very highly correlated to those. And that's where often you'll see organizations create their kind of next generation application architectures there. So all of these things, and there's many more that sort of drive why CXDR, why it's different, why you've got to have a purpose-built platform for it. We all know that cloud is where high growth areas for applications, but there really is a technical and security related differences that are extremely important.
Now, so let's stay on cloud for a second. So with cloud, a lot of my subscribers and folks that come to my website are folks that are in the federal market. And some of those have made a transition to the cloud, but there's still quite a few of the government agencies, both state, local, as well as federal, that are sitting in the managed space still, and not necessarily in the cloud. And they also are looking at, you know, multiple clouds, okay? You know, Azure for this, you know, Google for that, AWS for this, okay? So how does a hybrid cloud space, how do you attack that problem as far as your CXDR? Is there, you know, is there something unique about that particular set of requirements in a hybrid that make it more difficult or make it easier for you to do what you got to do?
Yeah, that's a great point, because, you know, what we've seen from our own customer base and, you know, working with partners is that most companies have that diversified strategy, whether they've been in it for a while or it's a conscious effort for the future. They are looking at multiple cloud technologies, and most companies are hybrid, to your point. They have workloads on-premise, and they probably will for quite some time. Even if they're migrating, it'll take some time to do that. So our strategy, and this is one of the things that why we've built an XDR platform that really collects signals from multiple places. So I definitely emphasize cloud a lot, because that's one of the biggest strategic areas that companies are utilizing, and our solution is purpose built for that. However, many of our customers have, you know, not just workloads in the cloud, but they have them on premise as well. And so we collect signal from on premise and traditional data center environments, whether that be from their workloads or even third party, you know, web application firewalls, et cetera. And that's kind of the XDR part of our platform, is being able to collect signals from multiple points, not being siloed. And, you know, to your point about multiple clouds, we do see that most customers are in either AWS or Azure, or going bigger in GCP even. We've seen that quite a bit recently. And what they're looking for is they're looking for a solution that will... they don't have to train their security operations teams and cloud security teams on three different products because they're in three different environments. They kind of want a single detection and response solution that can work in their environments, because obviously misconfiguration, not being used to tools, those are all huge cybersecurity risks as well. So trying to reduce that complexity and pick some solution providers that can help them in their environments is really important to their strategy, to their cost, and you know, even to the fact that it's hard to hire cybersecurity experts these days. So you don't want to train them on a number of different tools. So it's very important, and we certainly ensure that we're collecting signal and doing detection and response for the on-premise workloads as well. It's just this new area of cloud is so different that we've found that if we're not aligned to that set of requirements, then we're not going to be viewed as a strategic partner and be fulfilling the needs of, you know, the customer's strategy going forward.
So you talk about being a strategic partner. I mean, so what is your route to market? Are you partnering with the enterprise as they're transitioning to the cloud? Are you targeting the MSSPs? Are you talking to cloud providers? Or are you doing, you know, across the board? What's your approach to get into this market, or to, you know, flesh out your offering?
Yeah, that's a great point. So we've been partnering directly with, you know, upper mid market and large enterprise organizations directly as one of our primary routes to market, as we're taking this new technology out and creating this next generation of detection and response. So as you can imagine, we're on a path of evolution of how we educate the market and get folks aware of what we do and how we do it and how it can help them. So direct to these upper mid-market and large enterprise organizations is certainly one of our most prominent routes. Also, we do have partnerships with partners, and we believe that a managed service route is a very compelling route. In fact, we have a really good partner in that area as well. And that's because while one thing that we do is try to make detection and response more ubiquitous and more available and accessible to organizations that may not even have highly trained cyber analysts, because that's one of the, I think one of the requirements of detection and response is sometimes they get so complicated that they just require a highly sophisticated team. And if you don't have that team, then you're probably not going to have the most robust detection response. So one of the things that we do is create a solution that's more easy to, you know, it's easy to use. It doesn't require a whole, you know, army of cyber analysts. But at the same time, you know, there are organizations who just don't want to deal with it at all, and they want to completely manage 24/7 outsource service. So we do have a really good partner there. And we do believe that that's going to be a continuing trend in the cybersecurity space where these things are getting so complicated in general, that they're just, you know, organizations are going to be offloading that to managed service. So that's a very important route for us, as is direct at this point in time.
So I was looking at your website, and one of the really interesting things that struck me about your capability is this storyline capability that you produce as part of your CXDR and your instrumentation. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What was the genesis of creating that, and how are your customers finding that capability? I mean, you know, the usefulness for it.
Yeah, yeah. So the storyboard, exactly. What we call the storyboard is really around where our differentiation is and what really makes Confluent stand out. So yes, we're all about the cloud and hybrid, and that's an important new set of capabilities. But it's really all about the storyboard for us. So, you know, our goal again is to bring the average time to detect and mitigate down quite a bit. We said the average time was 6 to 9 months, which is far too long. You know, we want to take that to hours or even less for organizations and require less human cyber, you know, highly trained cyber analysts to do it. The differentiated approach and the way we do that is called the storyboard. And what it is it's the most automated and efficient creation of really the attack sequence of events, showing an entire attack progression, including the attack prior to when security alerts even started. And the storyboard shows the attack as it's happening in real time. So we're a continuous streaming platform, and we can show you exactly how an attacker is moving in that real time. And we show it to a level that typically is only seen, or you only get this level of visibility in a post-forensic breach, you know, forensics exercise. And except now you get an automated storyboard of the attack as it's happening. And like I said, what occurred before alerts even started, so that you can actually do something about it before that 6 to 9 months has transpired. And you can greatly mitigate, if not completely stop the attack. So there's some really cool properties that this storyboard has, and we call it a storyboard because it's really laying out the sequence of events, the story of what the attacker has been doing and is doing in real time in your environment. Some really cool properties is, you know, we have some of the best lateral and vertical movement visibility. Unmatched sort of low and slow attack visibility. So attackers usually hide behind time. That's how they obfuscate their signal. And we are so low noise in our approach and how we do this that, you know, we can show you exactly low and slow activities over even months, if it may be if the attacker is taking that particular approach. So that's kind of the high level of our storyboard and some of the value propositions and how it helps organizations.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it can be helpful, not just from a cyber attack perspective, but any kind of network issue that may show up, you can start to see cause and effects of what's going on and then say, oh, is this a cyber issue or attack, or is this something that's a router went down? So, you know, helping to bring the network ops and SecOps together across a single timeline is seems to be very, very useful.
That's an interesting point. So we've definitely focused on the use case of detection and response in cybersecurity, but at the heart of our platform, the kind of like how we do this, you know, a lot of what, you know, they collect a lot of signal and, hey, we have, you know, we've got better machine learning and better behavior analysis than the other folks. And that's kind of what they're competing on. Yes, we've got machine learning, behavioral analysis is kind of a basic tool that you have to have these days, but that's not how we're looking to differentiate, right? What we do is we found a time and space efficient way of actually tracking, to your point, actually all actor activities. We don't know if they're good or bad at first. We just found a space efficient way. And that's our platform is completely proprietary built in order to do this. And that's kind of the reference I made to the team having a highly, a ton of experience in distributed compute platforms to do this. But we track the actor activities, and then it's the alerts and detections and, from third parties and our own stuff that we actually layer on top and then show you the storyboard, and we elevate, determine the risky, what we call progressions, these attack sequences. We figure out which ones are high risk, and then we show them to you, right, in the form of the storyboard. But yeah, actually, you're right. We actually track good and bad activity, right? So there's other potential uses that can be done with our platform, but we have certainly focused on detection and response and elevating the risky progressions as quickly as possible.
Do you by any chance use the MITRE framework as part of what you guys do and how you kind of lay out what's going on in your attack graph?
Yeah, so we absolutely use the MITRE attack framework. I mean, this is how we evaluate our detections and our overall strategy of looking at cyber actor techniques and ensuring that we continue to be effective with against those attacker techniques. So that's a very important aspect to our solution. There's new MITRE attack frameworks, even for cloud, they continue to evolve, and we certainly ensure that we're utilizing those.
Sounds great. Now we're coming up to Black Hat and DEF CON. So any interesting things that you guys are going to be talking about coming up in the near future?
Yeah. So we're going to be talking a lot about CXDR, which is, what is cloud detection and response? What is that, XDR? And the X we put in there is because it is the XDR platform, and also because we collect signal from many sources and we're not a siloed particular platform. But we're going to be talking about how businesses can utilize the cloud with confidence, utilizing next generation detection and response, why that's important. We've got some really cool releases coming out that will be, advancing our overall messaging on around cloud, around hybrid, around how we can help protect your detection and response solution for those types of workloads, and really talking about some of the next releases. So we've got some cool stuff in the next releases, which are all around storyboarding that includes more around containers and Kubernetes. Visibility in AWS, as well as we'll be soon putting out, Azure and GCP capabilities. So we'll be talking a lot about those application architecture, security detection response, CXDR, hybrid. These are all cool things that you can expect from us.
That's great. It sounds like you're actually into that SecDevOps space too, then, if you're working with the containers and stuff like that, which is, kind of in a good space. I always look at that as I can, make sure that what I send out into the world, into the cloud, whatever, is secure to begin with, or whatever, or I could detect very quickly if there's a problem, then I'm going to be so much better off in the cloud. And it sounds to me like you guys help do that.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point, because we actually view, we think, so first of all, we're a runtime detection and response solution. And when I say runtime, that's as the, your applications and infrastructure is actually, running. There's a huge shift, as we all know, to shift left and provide as much security, vulnerability scanning, configuration posture management, et cetera, before runtime, at build time, pre-runtime. And it's really, and that really starts to get into the DevSecOps and some of the early application development, CI/CD workflows as well there. And we actually believe that the best runtime security is going to utilize your pre-runtime build time information as signal. And so we're creating a feedback loop where our runtime detection response uses signal from pre-runtime build time, CI/CD, DevOps, and the like, to strengthen our notion of risk at runtime, and also to make sure that our runtime visibility is strengthening your shift left strategy, meaning, hey, you think you might have locked it down this way, but here's what's actually happening in runtime. So here, go lock this down pre-runtime a little bit differently. So that tie from runtime to DevOps, the CI/CD workflows and the like is really important to the strategy and ensuring that, you know, there's a kind of a holistic approach that includes your runtime detection and response.
Well, hey, John, well, everything you said so far has really made me feel very enthusiastic about, you know, how you guys are approaching the market and, you know, feeling better about how things will happen in the cloud. So you guys look to be real a big force to go forward with in securing the cloud and securing workloads there. And so I'm really happy that you guys are out there. Okay. And I hope that you guys continue to build your ecosystem and move them forward. So maybe in the future, we can, 6 months, a year from now, we can have a checkpoint and see what's going on in the Confluent ecosystem.
Yeah, for sure, Chris. Thanks so much. You know, really appreciate it. And we'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you. And good luck at DEF CON and Black Hat coming up. Thank you very much for joining today. And this is Chris Daly with John Morgan, the CEO of Confluent. Take care. Thank you very much.